Pour another cup of coffee with Fleming in the Morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
It's time for the Corporate Farmer program on AM 1300 KGLO. Of course, Corporate Farmer, your farm accounting firm. And every week we get a chance to visit with Chad Hansen from Corporate Farmer. And Chad is on the live line right now again. Good morning, Chad.
How are you doing today?
Woo, I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah.
Just doing fantastic. It's May. I had a chance to sit out and watch a ball game last night, and it got a little cool and windy, but that was good. And then on top of that, I know we've got some rain coming in the forecast, so that's good too.
I think so. I know I was sitting there watching it hail a little bit there on, Saturday. So that was kind of interesting to get a little bit of that along with some of that rain, but we definitely need the moisture, and so hopefully none of the bad stuff that comes along with it. But, yeah, it looks like that pretty good chances of rain over the next few days, which is, I'm sure, welcomed by our farmers that are listening.
Yeah, you know that hail stuff on the weekend. I saw some pictures that people were posting of, Chad. And I know there were some well west of us out toward Britt and Algona and up toward Bancroft that way. I mean, the hail covered the ground like snow. And yeah, you just never know what you're going to get in Iowa. Just wait a minute, the weather changes.
Yeah, no, for sure. And we don't know what we are expecting when it comes to taxes and everything here yet either. Tell you, Monday, big day in case you missed it, the tax deadline. And so we survived that, and I tell you that I slept pretty good, and maybe even slept in a little too long after a long battle there through tax season and stuff. So, yeah, good to get through that for people that wonder. You know, I'm sure there's a few maybe out there that have decided that they were going to go ahead and file an extension, and you know, that gives them till October 15th at this point in time to get the taxes wrapped up. And, you know, I always like to remind our clients that feel like they need an extension that doesn't give them more time to pay. It just gives them more time to file. So we don't want to push the payment part of it too far away. Otherwise, there's going to be additional penalties and interest accruing and stuff. So better get on that and get it done, wrapped up, if that's the case. And you know, but there's plenty of people that are still waiting on, you know, maybe a K-1 or, you know, a little bit of information to get the taxes wrapped up. And so, yeah, continue to have enough work. It's not going away anytime soon, that's for sure.
Yeah, I could see where it would be just absolutely exhausting for you guys because, again, it was another one of those tax seasons that was drawn out, stretched out, and maybe next year will be different.
Yeah, I sure hope so. It just, you do it for so many years and you kind of get your little habits of what to expect. And, you know, then the last couple years that's been kind of turned upside down a little bit. So with my sports analogies, it's kind of like knowing, you know, if you're running, you know, that mile, kind of know when you come around the turn how many more other times around you got left, and when they tell you about halfway through the race that we're going to add another lap to it, that kind of throws off your game plan a little bit. And that's about what I feel like the last couple of years with what we've had to do with extending it to July last year and then to May this year. So I don't know. If you know me pretty well, Tim, I'm not a long distance runner, so adding another lap for me is probably not a good thing.
I'm with you, Chad. I think if they add another lap, you and I are going to the concession stand.
For sure, or something like that.
We've touched on it a little bit, but it is kind of satisfying knowing that you do get the end. That's probably why you were able to kind of shut your eyes and get that little extra sleep, huh?
Mm-hmm. For sure, and now we kind of shift gears a little bit. I mean, I know we've talked plenty in the last few weeks as far as what's going on in Washington, and I continue to get plenty of questions as far as where we're at with this whole American Families Plan, that the American Rescue Plan, whatever, you know, our president's calling it at this point in time, and, you know, that's something that's still being debated there in Washington. But I know for business people and especially for our farmers that are, I guess, concerned with how this is going to impact them, whether it comes to stepped-up basis at death or estate taxes or maybe even, you know, things while they're alive. Like, you know, one thing that we haven't spoken about on the air is, you know, the changes potentially to 1031 exchanges where I sell a piece of ground and roll that into a new one. You know, they're talking about maybe limiting that to $500,000 in gain that can be rolled in, and anything above and beyond that would be taxed there at that point in time. So, you know, we used to think when you're talking $500,000 or $1 million that, you know, those are big numbers. Nobody will ever reach those. But, you know, with the valuations that we see on land and you know, equipment and different things that are involved in some of these farming operations, that can, you know, get there really quickly. And I mean, that's not a whole lot of ground to potentially generate $500,000 worth of gain if it's been held for any period of time. And so it's really, you know, would limit some of the things that our clients do to, you know, try and keep their tax liability down. And you know, that's something that I think a lot of them have some concerns about. I know people yesterday just down outside of some bigger cities where, you know, that they're kind of continuing to grow out into those rural areas, and, you know, they might be forced to sell, and what that'll do to them as far as tax-wise if that occurs. And, you know, they don't want to give up that land. They want to roll it into another piece of property. But, you know, depending on how that all comes about, whether that's something that's available to them, or if we do away with these 1031 exchanges, if that is going to cost them a lot more than they had planned. So, you know, a lot of those types of discussions now and planning, so that we can kind of figure out how these changes could potentially impact our clients.
Yeah, you're talking about some of the operations. Some of these farm operations are just, they're just huge, aren't they? Mm-hmm.
For sure. I mean, it blows my mind every year as we, you know, kind of look at how long it takes some of them to get planted. And I know, you know, like a year like this year and similar to last year where we had just a great stretch with dry weather and, you know, perfect planting conditions. And you see that how quickly that can happen in a week or two. And most of the ground in north central Iowa is all planted. So, yeah, they are pretty good-sized businesses. I mean, it depends, I guess, on how we judge them, right? You know, we can judge them based on the size of the equipment or, you know, on the number of acres that they farm. But when you start to look at how many are involved, you know, a lot of these operations may only have a person or two that's involved in the day-to-day operations of it. So, you know, a small number of people can get a lot done in a short period of time, and that's pretty amazing when you start to think about, Tim, you know, when you grew up and watched some of your farm friends. I'm guessing that it was pretty labor-intensive, and it took a long time, and most of those people that you knew probably didn't farm a whole heck of a lot of acres, even though it seemed like that they worked really hard, you know, and that's something that has just changed significantly, I think, over the last several years with technology and equipment and all those types of things.
Yeah, you're so right. I can think of a friend of mine who was a pitcher on our high school baseball team, and he wanted me to experience firsthand. So we were out early, and we were baling hay, and we were taking care of hogs, and he put me through the ringer early on. But and they're different operations today than they were then.
Yeah, just like you said, so many different aspects to them, with probably baling hay in the summer, taking care of some cattle, probably even having some hogs, maybe even maybe some horses, you know, lots of livestock, and then, you know, the row crop part of the operation not as significant as what we see today. I mean, there's a lot of, probably most farmers around here that we know are strictly row crop anymore. So livestock is a minor part of some of these operations, and, you know, just not the diversity of things going on. And, I mean, that's the case, whether it's farming or anything in agriculture. And most businesses, you know, it's become a specialized type society or environment in order to kind of become an expert in that part of, you know, what you're doing. And so it's no different on the farm. And you know, like you said, so many changes that we've seen since you and I were growing up and remember maybe some of our friends milking cows before school and having to run home and do chores right after baseball practice, right, this time of the year. So, you know, that was pretty common back in the day.
It sure was, absolutely. And speaking of young people in agriculture, and that's, you know, we've got, you know, so many in the Future Farmers of America programs and the different things that are involved. And we're actually in a pretty good area of the state where the kids stay actively involved in agriculture, and that comes right back to that family farm.
Yeah, and that's neat, you know, with the programs that are in the school systems, like you said, at the high school level there with the FFA programs, you know, great at building leaders, and then, you know, some of the traveling and maybe test plots and stuff like that, judging competitions that those kids get involved in. Another big thing, too, that we stay involved with is, you know, ag in the classroom, and we have a great organization that goes around to most of the schools in north central Iowa and, you know, meets with the younger kids and talks about, you know, how agriculture, you know, is big in this area and what's all going on and gets them pretty excited about, you know, farming and all those types of things. And so, you know, that's neat to be able to see. And I know from, you know, my experience down on the board in Hampton that, you know, that egg in the classroom, you know, was down there just the other day. And so we got to hear a little bit about, you know, what they did and listen to our principal talk about eating a cricket as part of it. I don't know how that teaches you about agriculture, but I thought maybe I might skip that day next year if that's a possibility. That didn't sound too appetizing to me.
I'll pass. Yeah, I'm not, I agree with you. I'm not eating a cricket. No.
Yeah, that sounds like survivor type stuff to me. I figured, you know, I'm not signing up for that.
For sure. You know, the other thing about the young farmers, and these are people that you're going to be working with going forward as they continue their family farms and working with corporate farmer. And you see that right now. And I know we were just talking before going on the air about high school graduations and so forth. But a lot of these kids that are in school, and whether that's at Mason City High School or at even Newman Catholic in town in Mason City, there are kids in their graduating classes this year, I'm sure, that that have ag backgrounds. And and so many of our area schools in North Iowa, yes, some live in town, but many have access to growing up with agriculture and as part of their background.
And that's what is exciting about what we do, and what I enjoy the most is, you know, taking somebody in that situation and trying to provide you know, a service, but also, you know, be a part of their educational process as they transition, you know, out there into the workforce and try and figure out some of these things that, you know, I think there's a great foundation that's built in maybe math and accounting and, you know, FFA and some of the agricultural classes they're taking, but, you know, translating that into the real world, it can be challenging. And so, you know, that's why we've kind of always, you know, try to be there to help instead of just a place that plugs some numbers and gives you some answers, is, you know, develop a kind of a process and a way of accounting for your income and expense and, you know, dealing with some of the challenging business things that get thrown your way. And so that's the part that I probably like to spend the most time on, just answering questions, listening, be able to help as they transition, maybe in a young person there, or maybe it's an older couple that hasn't done some of these things on their own in the past, and kind of helping them through that process. And that is something that I don't think there's too many kind of similar type of businesses like ours that are willing to sit down and spend the time and maybe even have the expertise to kind of answer some of those questions.
Yeah, and in their families, when you're talking to dad or grandpa or whoever it happens to be, these younger folks are saying, hey, what are you guys working out? What are you mm-hmm. talking about? How does that come into play? It's a real questioning young society that we have right now. They just are. They're asking a lot of questions, yeah. Which is great for the future.
No, I chuckle because it's almost like you're sitting at home with me some nights. I made the decision to get my son involved in investing and gave him some money to start trading here a couple years ago. And when I get home, man, it's like that's all he's thought about. He's like, Dad, what about real estate? You know, what about, like, what do you know about this type of thing? And just all the questions that comes out of his mind, it just blows me away. And I'm sitting here going, Austin, let's just finish up dinner here first. Let me get a few of these bites down. It's just peppering you with them. But that's exciting that they get that into it and, are trying to learn as much as they possibly can. And like I said, it's just awesome to be a part of that process and a lot of fun to kind of mold, some of those people along the way. And so that is neat how inquisitive they are at that age.
Yeah, and I'm sure that you're out at a ball game or two. You're going to be watching Austin, or you'll be watching Avery, and they're going to be playing ball this summer, and you're going to be sitting in a lawn chair talking business, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Nope. Looking forward to that time for sure. We can get some nice weather here, hopefully, after this weekend, and what ball games start the first of next week. And so there'll be a lot of lawn chair time for me in my future. And after we got through Monday, I think it's about time for a little bit of that for me.
Well, enjoy that lawn chair time, that's for sure. Somebody wants to talk to you about getting involved in this, as we've been talking about Corporate Farmer and as a farm accounting firm, and what you can do for them and how you can make their life a little easier. Chad, how do they get going with all this whole process?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just real easy. Give us a call, 800-472-6931, or you can check us out online at corporatefarmer.com.
And good luck to you. You're going to be passing out diplomas this week, aren't you?
Yeah, looking forward to that. Always a fun time of the year, and very rewarding to see those kids walk across the stage and get their diploma. So got a handful of them here to sign yet, and then we'll be ready to start handing them out come Sunday, I guess.
Ah, fantastic. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. That's Chad Hansen with us, everybody, from Corporate Farmer on AM 1300 KGLO, and that is our Corporate Farmer program for this week.